News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, you heard the Minister talking about that uncertainty for passengers as Aer Lingus pilots seek clarity on the Labour Court proposals. For more on this, we're joined by Owen Curry, owner and editor of Travel Extra. Owen, what's your take on this? It just seems quite slow, the process of IALPA making a decision, making a recommendation, and indeed suspending their industrial action pending that.
Yes, this is the three-card trick we're dealing with, because they aren't taking industrial action. They're on a work to rule. It doesn't even count. The work to rule, of course, is causing the cancellation of 100 flights a week. Delaying it is, you know, there was a very strong sense that they wanted to reject it and didn't want to use the word. So the delaying process is really to up the pressure on Aer Lingus, keep that work to rule, keep Aer Lingus cancelling flights. Aer Lingus are going to have to cancel another 100 flights for next week.
Sorry, to cut across you. To what end? Like, Aer Lingus have said they're going to accept the Labour Court recommendations. I mean, the ball is very much in IALPA's court. Why not just get on with making the decision?
We're probably into the internal politics of IALPA here. The current executive would have been very critical of their predecessors that signed the three-year agreements. It has been a fairly much a peaceful collaboration since 2008. And they would have always felt that the power the pilots have, and we've seen that demonstrated, means they could get a better deal. What seems to be happening is that one wing of IALPA wants to pocket the Labour Court recommendation and go back in and look for more.
Oh, really? Is that actually 17.75% isn't going to be enough?
They're looking for 24. They know the power that they have. They're going to cause, we're over 550 flights cancelled. There will be another 100 flights cancelled, because this process isn't going to get over within a week. You're running into July the 21st. You're then running into July the 26th, which is the busiest weekend. The good news, and there's very little good news for passengers here, is they can't escalate the action. That means one-day strikes. The target weekend would be like the Taylor Swift weekend. The target weekend would be the last weekend in July, which is the busiest weekend of the year. And all of that is to up the pressure on Aer Lingus. What we've seen happen is inflicting a lot of damage on the airline, more than 100 million euro in costs. The investment that was coming from IAG, $500 million of investment, isn't coming now. One of the Aer Lingus new aircraft, it's a flagship aircraft, has been repainted. The Shamrock has been painted over or taken off, and Iberia colours put on it. It'll be flying from Boston to Madrid. So all of that's been happening, and they see that as strengthening their position as they look for more. Now, within IALPA, and certainly within FORSA, there are other people who say, let's go with this deal. But the delaying process, to my ears, and you see this in political negotiations, when someone looks for clarification, they're trying to buy time, bring their members round. What they're probably doing while they buy that time is seeing what the mood of their membership is.
Just really briefly, Owen, do I sense a pessimism from you about whether you're not optimistic this deal will be accepted?
I'm pretty sure that the deal will be delayed for another 2 weeks. That would keep the pressure on the passengers. And from my only brief here is, you know, on the side of the passengers, they will suffer. Everybody with an Aer Lingus booking is going through all sorts of stress at the moment, and that will continue at least for another 2 weeks.
Owen Curry, owner and editor of Travel Extra, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. That's a pretty grim prognosis from him there. He's not optimistic this dispute is close to being over.
That is a very grim thing for people. So many people's holidays, I suppose, up in the air. And indeed other travel plans, important other travel plans too.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.